back in session. Mr. Washam, would you like to come up, please?
Tom?
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hi. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good.
David Burnett.
Jim Washam.
Yeah, how are you? Ed?
Ted Nelson.
Ed, good to see you.
I don't know whether you got this with your packet.
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Yes.
We're running out of space for names on the memorial. And we've gone back and checked, and somehow we've missed quite a few that we sent down there but didn't get on. And then we've got a list that we need, and we're just kind of running out, so we're going to need to add a couple more slabs. And this was a proposal from the original who put in the memorial.
Okay.
And I was wondering if we could get you to pay for two more and put them in.
Okay. Is this an immediate need? Is this an urgent need? Is this something we can budget for?
Even if we start it now, it couldn't be done till spring.
Yeah.
Because by the time that they order the slabs, they come out of China. And by the time they order the slabs and they get them over here and they redo them, you know, they have to polish them and everything, it would be spring before they could even begin to put them in. So, right.
I guess I brought that up from a budgetary standpoint that we normally hear budget requests in May, and if the need existed then, that might have been the time to bring it up, or how urgent is this, what do we need to do?
Well,
we have no problem considering and honoring your request. That's not the issue.
See, if you look down here on the pricing, it says that they require a minimum of a third down deposit when they order, and then a third when the granite, I guess, is completed and brought here. So I don't imagine that. I'm not sure. That's the way it was done originally too.
Mm-hmm.
When the original was done, they put a third down when they ordered them. They put a third down when all the names were put on, and then the rest was done as when the completion of the project.
So it wouldn't need to be done all at once,
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Commissioner Bowsman.
Remind me, Jim, because I was involved in this first go.
Yeah, you were involved at the beginning.
How many units are there now? Do we have? Is there three or five?
No, there's, I think there's about 12. There's about 12.
12 there. Slabs now?
Yeah.
So there's on each side.
Six. So each one counts as two?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, you can on the small units you can see here, you can put 50 names on it. On the larger one, you can put 100 names on each side.
So how many names are back?
We've got close to 1,400 names on there right now.
But how many names do you have that need to be on there that there's not room for?
We've got close to 200 names
that close to 200?
Didn't get on there.
We've got room for approximately
100 maybe.
100 names left.
Yeah.
So you do have some room.
Yeah.
My idea would be to put this in our next budget, as opposed to having to do a budget transfer.
Okay, well, yeah, whatever.
There's probably time to do that if you've got some room on there now.
So is mine.
And that would set us up for years into the future, would
right.
it not?
It would.
Commissioner Ryan.
Mr. Chairman, looking at your paperwork, it said that the X number of dollars are for the slabs, but it's not for the engraving of the names that
right.
are to be put on there. Do you know what it costs to have one name put
on? Well, the VFW has been paying for all the additional ones that we put on since the originals.
Okay.
And they've been running, well, their cost, they told us is about $150 a name, but we've talked them down to
$75. Oh, okay.
And
I thought it was a lot more, but it's not.
No.
That's good. Okay.
And but what we've been doing, we had a raffle, and we've been doing different stuff. to make enough money to put, keep going and add the names on. So,
I have a couple questions. So, you have 200 names to put on, and the small slab is what we're discussing right now.
Well, I'd like to see. Doesn't make any difference. I think the larger slabs.
Whole.
Yeah, I.
They didn't specify
here whether they give a small or large, and if we was going to put two in, I'd say two large ones.
So
for the future.
On the back page, it shows what the cost was originally, and it's double now.
I think originally we paid close to $200,000.
No, I understand, but cost of the first year.
Just a minute, I think. Carrie, you can.
In researching this, I checked with Tracy, who was here mm-hmm. during that time, and the town helped
yes,
with the cost of this.
Well, yeah. Well, originally, the commissioners paid for half and the town paid for half. It was about $200,000 is what the original cost was.
Right. I had that information somewhere.
And I can get it again if you need me to get it.
Well, I mean, I don't know what point you're trying to make. Is it cost more than it used to?
So look at this page with me, Doc.
Yeah.
Cost for a first unit is $63,000 total if two units are ordered. Okay, so
it's two units.
That's two units.
Yeah. Right.
You see now part of the cost is too, since it's all in grass and all in cement, they want to use a pump truck so that they don't have to drive out there, and that's a pretty good additional cost. When they're pouring the concrete.
Yeah. I think the point that Commissioner Bowden was trying to make, and I agree with him, the county has absolutely no objection to participating in this project. I think our concern is if we do it prior to our next year's budget, we have to do a budget transfer. So in terms of planning, it would be a lot better if we put it on next year's budget and move forward at that time, and then it gives you time to look in to see whether there's going to be contributing money from the town or not. As a commissioner, I think this is something that's speaks to the respect of the people that served in our county, and I'm very much in favor of it. That's why I asked originally if it was an urgent type thing, because based on our budget and our requirements and what we've done, it would be far better for us to budget for this next year, which I'm personally in favor of doing, than trying to pursue it now and having to do a budget transfer to put in money that we haven't budgeted this year. And that what you were saying, mm-hmm. Commissioner Mouser?
Not only that, but I think it would be good to approach the town again and ask for some contribution
sure.
from
yeah,
the town.
Sure.
My thoughts, Chairman, are being it's a town park, why don't we pay for the slabs and they pay for the installation? And I know we're taking the lion's share of that, but I think the cost.
What's the cost on the installation?
The installation is going to be the Badger trucks and the cement and those sort of things, and it's their park so they can oversee it.
Well,
no, I don't know. It'll probably be up to you what you want to do. If
I think that's
all we're asking is to.
I'm just wondering if we need to give him that direction. Does he need to go approach, get on the town meeting if we're going to share costs, or are we just going to agree to take care of this?
Well, it's not a thing that we can technically agree to now because we haven't approved the budget for it. I'm just saying, from our standpoint, it's something that we're interested in providing the resources for. We need to budget for it in that time frame before the budget. And we can't promise anything on next year's budget, which isn't approved till July, but in that time frame, we can pursue partnership options with the town or whatever, or cost or whatever. But I think the take-home point is we're certainly willing to move forward on this. We would just prefer to do it in a proposed budget fashion.
Well, yeah, this is up to you, because this isn't something that's an emergency. They can hold off, we can hold off putting names on. It's but I thought we'd just bring it up to you.
I appreciate that, and I think we're quite interested in pursuing or moving forward with this project. I think the best way to do it is consider it at our next budget here and knowing that you have that request.
When is the next budget hearing?
The budget hearing, we start formulating the budget in April and May, so we will have budget hearings in June.
June?
Yeah, and then the budget will be finalized in July.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, Jim, do you do the same people that put the names on the stones?
Yes.
So if we moved, when we got closer to budget time, this could all be done at once.
Sure.
In other words, they could, when the stones arrived, the names would already be on there.
Mm-hmm.
All they got to do is install them.
Right. That's okay. What happened on the first time.
Sure. Okay.
It was done. One other thing that we would like, if you would, we have been using in the past a 2-year residency, but we would like to raise it up to a 5-year, but it's up to you. You're the ones that's kind of paying for this, and we'd like your idea of how long you think a person ought to be a resident of Sublette County before they put their name on there.
It's a good question. We'd have to take that.
One of our stipulations is you provide a DD 214, and we need to have, we're thinking 5 years of residency, or if you was a resident when you went in, or a resident when you came out, one of those three to be able to be put on there.
I think we'd probably be inclined to leave that up to you.
I think we would. We'd be looking for your recommendation.
Well, we've been discussing quite a bit at the meetings, but
yeah,
we thought we'd better bring it up to you guys.
Yeah, because I think we have some people who have just moved in here and they're not going to be here very long, but they want their name on there.
Right.
Which, no, I don't.
That's your reason for wanting to
change. I would be inclined to go along with your recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll look for your recommendation.
So, Mr. Chairman, so is the intent, would be the intent to have this installed by next fall or mm-hmm. the following year or this spring? Is there a time frame?
Well, I think if you proved it in your budget, they could probably do it by next fall.
Sure.
If they don't have a backlog or something,
yeah,
we don't know.
And the reason I asked that question is because it says down here that it could take up to, what did I say, somewhere six months? I think.
Well, that doesn't matter. It's not an emergency.
Well, I think we're still prefer to go through the budget process and do it that way. And the hope is if we do it then, and it's less than 6 months, you can have it by fall.
If I told them, you know, we let them know that you're going to approve it,
right,
then they could go ahead, you know. Right now, I think the quarry is closed, so I can't order them anyway.
Right.
But that was just like when we originally ordered them. We got it in early enough, approval, but they went ahead with it and... Of course, the county had a lot more money at that time, but
yes, we did.
Things have changed.
Yeah,
but this is one of the nicest memorials in the country.
Do you know? I don't know, but do you know? Because I don't know if Joel remembers. Did we pay for the slabs in the cemetery in Big Piney?
I have no idea, and I was at the meeting last night and forgot to ask.
They were there. Prior to these, I think we're.
Yeah, I just wondered because
there
may have a request coming forward for more slabs.
If it was, it was before my time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, it was before mine. So, I think we're good.
Okay.
I appreciate your request.
Then you want us to come back in about April or May?
May or Carrie will let you know. She'll send out budget request, and we'd also at that time be looking forward to your recommendation on what your requirements are going to be. If you want 5 years, then that's your recommendation. I think we'd be inclined to go along with your recommendation.
Do you, Mr. Chairman, how much do you think the price of the slabs have increased since the original installation?
I don't know. I have no idea. I can get hold of Bob Monument and ask him.
Well,
I guess I just wondered.
Carrie could tell you what we paid for the slab before if we looked it up.
I think it was three payments of $65,000.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It seems like it's went up significantly.
Well, no, that was $63,000,
$65,000. About $180,000 for
however
many. For three. 2007.
Now we're only getting two slabs for $100,000. I don't care about the price.
Two units or four slabs.
Okay, so yeah. Don't come to a conclusion. My conclusion was is if it is increasing that much over time, maybe we should move forward with an extra slab at this point.
Yeah, before it goes up.
Before it goes up well, significantly. Yeah. That's my point. I'm not trying to point out the money. I'm just thinking now may be the time that you get your extra slab, not 10
and three of them instead of just the two.
So I would, that would be my recommendation, is bring those, bring us options.
Right, because it has been, data. I think it was 2007, 2008 when we got the last ones. So it has been 11 years. So that's a good point.
In 11 years, it may be well worth our time to buy and money. Yeah.
I don't know. Can we get anything from China now? Do we pay tariffs?
I don't know. I can talk to Bob Moynihan and make it.
I don't know.
I don't know. Apparently, they still can because they.
Yeah, provided I put a tariff.
But I can't say 35% that anymore.
Then you want me to approach the town also to see if they want to participate?
Yes. Yeah, see what their interest is. Yeah. Because they did participate before.
Yeah.
Stick them under the gun. Tell them, heck, the county stayed up. Yeah. By golly, you guys should too.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner Osmond. Now that we're talking about these cost numbers on the back page, are those for the new ones or the ones that are there now?
No, this is a new cost on the back page.
So these are new costs of Bob Monument.
This is what it's going to cost for the new ones.
So, two units, and each unit consists, you count it as two slabs, one front and one back?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're...
Well, it's one slab, but it's a front and back.
Right. So, two units is two slabs.
Right.
And four front and back.
Yeah.
That's
50 names to the side, is that correct?
It depends on which side.
Yeah. Be 100 on the bigger ones,
And that's my point. They've got 200 names to put on. We're almost going to fill up those...
They have room for 100 now.
Yeah.
So they need probably 100 names. And understand that. You can come to us with that proposal.
That's my thought.
You see, when that originally was put in, I don't know, I didn't bring any pictures, but they were put in an X so that there could be more added in between. Mm-hmm. That's the reason they were done that way.
Okay. All right.
Well, didn't you?
Never mind. No, that's the one I was concerned about, is maybe we should be looking at further ahead.
Well, we can. We found out what the cost
is. That's what he's going
to
do.
Come back to us in May or June. We'll put that on the budget request, and we'll go from there.
But we'll have a little more information about it.
Yeah, I think that's good. Thanks. Well, appreciate your time.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you.
And thank you for you. And thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, you're all invited Monday for the Veterans Celebration.
Yes. I think we're having one in Big Piney, too.
Okay. I think we are to the end of our agenda. So,
looks
motion
like
to adjourn. We're adjourned.
We are adjourned.